This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They call us walking corpses, unholy living dead. They like to lock us up.
Waging war on corruption.
They call
it's Alex
dwellers.
Jones coming to you live
from
the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hillary has arrogance for you. She wants to make you poor and stupid. The only way she can thrive over you. The great hand of doom is stretching out. I forgot to ask Pachinik, who's a psychiatrist and a bunch of other stuff, what drugs could take her from not being able to walk to looking half decent. She looked terrible, but compared to what she looked like, she looked great. And to actually talk for 90 minutes. I mean, how did she do that? I meant to ask him that. We'll have to ask him next time. We've got Glenn, and we've got Robin, and we've got Johnny, and we've got everybody going to you right now. Glenn in Vegas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. God bless you. Nice to
God bless you.
Finally. Listen, another sheepdog and myself, we're up with you at 2 in the morning, so a little disappointed, but I'm glad you did that. Don't feel bad.
So you're talking about WikiLeaks, who folks just joined us. What is your gut on what Assange is doing?
Well, here's what I was going to say. Let's go back. And this, I wish I had talked to Dr. Pachinik about this. Of course, he's been in that Ecuadorian embassy for 5 years. He's going to be stir crazy. And you got that earlier today. The man is probably on edge. I don't know about threats so much as his. He's very circumspect. He's very cautious. And I do, if you read between the lines, back in June, he mentioned the scope of what he was going to release and how incriminating it would be. But he mentioned some few key words. Put it this way. I met Dr. Pachinik back when I worked, I'll put it this way. I worked for Signal Corps, White House Communications Agency, at the Reagan administration. So I get it. I was there in Washington for 30 years. If you read between the lines, what he said about institutions triggered something, and I did some research. I've looked at Financial Times. I've looked at Zero Edge. I've looked at all the research. A lot of great people are doing these days. I am so glad you're waking up to what we need to cash in on. The Clinton Foundation and its 7 sub-foundations are the institutions he's talking about, apparently. Talking to my mid-level friends back in D.C., the establishment is freaked because this covers Republicans, Democrats, the entire establishment is in the initiative.
And that's why Hillary thinks she's going to be safe, is it brings them all down. No, it's all coming out, and they're all going down. So this WikiLeaks thing is mega massive.
What is important now is we seize on this, because Rahm Emanuel, and you are a genius, so was your caller Donald, who took half my thunder. Look at it this way. When Bernard Sanssouci invited Trump down there 2 weeks ago, absolutely. This is brilliant, just like Mexico. But I don't want to cash in on disaster, but the Clintons, let's put this out as a meme. You know, the Clintons have raped people. Now they're raping the world.
No, they've been cashing in on the Haitians. Now let's go give the Haitians money, help them, and cash in against the Clintons. Look, it's turnabout's fair play. It's instant karma, or near instant. They screwed the Haitians over. Haiti should be their downfall.
Dead women and children, Alex, we've got proof. 10,000 people is nothing. If you look at Doctors Without Borders, and you look at some of the other reports in the Jerusalem Press, and Agents France Press, you'll see that about 170,000 people died as a direct result of 2 people building resorts in the north of Haiti and taking the rest of the money and pocketing it. That's your 94%. The cronies got their resorts in Haiti. The factory they built to employ, 20,000 people, has 3,000 people working there in ridiculous conditions. We need to milk this. Rahm Emanuel said never let a good crisis go to waste. I really want to stress the fact that they're raping the world now. It wasn't enough just to
rape. Oh, exactly. You know, a lot of people say, I don't care about Haiti, whatever. Folks, they'll do it to you. What Christ said, what you do the least to me, you've done to me. And I just can't imagine raising billions, and then I can see, like, paying for your bills and whatever, and your helicopter flying out there. Okay, sure. But that's, like, a few percentage points. Keeping billions, and then your little pig-like daughter, you know, lives in a $10 million house. She bitches and says, oh, my parents screwed over the Haitians. You should give all your money back, Chelsea or Webster Hubble's daughter, or you're just like your pig mommy. And I'm sorry, these people are pigs, and I hate them. Stinking, ugly, dumb pigs. I love being ruled by a bunch of hunchback, ugly-looking scum. This makes me feel like a low piece of crap, doesn't it, you? Thank you, Glenn. Great points. We're going to come back and talk to Robin in Virgin Islands, Canadian soldier in Canada, August in Arizona, and Johnny in Florida.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
We are back live. I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight, who's sitting in for Paul Watson. Hold the muscle, jogging. We're going to go to Robin in the Virgin Islands. We're going to go to Johnny in Florida, August, and Brandon and the Canadian soldiers. The Canadian soldier's been holding a long time. After we talk to Robin, we'll go to the Canadian soldier. I'm going to shoot a special report dealing with the fact that I'm firing up the bat spotlight to Donald Trump. And last time I fired off the spotlight, I got a call about 24 hours later, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to fire off the bat spotlight here, and I'm just going to really tell Donald Trump, you need to go to Haiti, in my humble view. You've already exposed Haiti. You've already talked about what's happened there. The former head of the Senate wants you to come there. Clinton stole billions. The UN literally decided to use the water supply that was set up during the earthquake as a latrine to crap in. People say it's incompetence. No, the UN hires the most demonic people. Everywhere they go, they rape children. They're the worst army I've ever heard of in history. And believe me, I'm a novice lay historian. wouldn't say novice, actually lay historian. I'm really into history. I've forgotten more history than most, quote, historians know, put it to you that way. You've heard all the professors and historians I've had on who are amazed by what I know, like the former technical head of the NSA, you name it. I was at dinner with him, and he goes, you know, you put it better than anybody I've ever heard. And I'm not bragging. I immerse myself in this is what I'm saying. And the move is, like they say in the movie Total Recall, get your ass to Mars. It's like, get your butt to Haiti. Right as it blows out tomorrow, boom, fly in, land, go in, meet with the people, have a press conference, give them a $1 million check. If Trump does it, I'll pledge $1 million. Hell, I'll come up with the money. The listeners will of the Haitians. I want to help people. I'll pledge $1 million with you, Trump, to help the Haitians. I'll give 100% to their local charity for water purification for kids. I'll ship $1 million worth of Alexa Pure and Pro Pures in there. I'll hand deliver them myself. There. I'll put my money where my mouth is. History's happening here. I want to see this. Just like the folks that are charging in on MSNBC now and saying that Clinton's a rapist, first Fox. It's going to spread. And by the way, listeners and viewers, you can do this. You need to tweet Trump right now. Go to Haiti, go to Haiti, go to Haiti. I'm going to shoot this video. It's going to go out. I want you to get it off Infowars.com. It'll be out in a few hours. And send it to Trump. Hammer Trump with it. In a nice way. And, of course, the media will later say if he does it, oh, look, Alex Jones talked about election fraud, and then 24 hours later, Trump did the me. Yeah, and we changed the destiny of the whole campaign. Now they're totally panicking. And I'm telling you, this is bigger than him on the election fraud. And, again, Trump didn't just get that from me. He was already thinking that when I brought it up. It meshed with him. That's why he did it. It wasn't like I gave him the idea. It was just pushed him over the edge. And Donald Trump's the real deal. He's hands-on. He's a real man. Doesn't mean he's perfect. None of us are. The guy works 18 hours a day. And I tell you, the older I get, the more I work. It's real. I remember my late uncle. My dad's father had four brothers, and he was the youngest of them. He was the last to go just a few years ago. Leonard Jones, great patriot, great veteran, great entrepreneur, engineer. And he said, I was like, well, I'm going to quit working 18 hours a day soon. He goes, oh, Alex, it's just going to get worse. You're just going to work more and more. And he goes, but be glad we're like that. We're not here. Everybody else wants to lay around all day. And that's what Trump's like. He's what we need, ladies and gentlemen. And it isn't going to be perfect. They're going to come after him. But Hillary Clinton, I mean, there's no choice. And I feel so sorry for people when I try to convince them on the street or whatever. I mean, I try to convince Clinton voters, you name it. They just giggle and laugh like they've got power and I'm dumb and they're with the winner. They don't know what moron chumps they are. And they're going to rue the day if Hillary gets in. But we need a landslide for Trump, folks. He is ahead in all the major polls. They're skewing him to say it's a dead heat. I told you that was coming. They rigged the debate. He should be elected just because of that. They've rigged the polls, everything. But I've got to really summon my energies. Pray that God give me the energy to really give a focused message to Trump. And so that he's smart, though. I bet he's already thinking about going to Haiti right now. In fact, that just clicked a minute ago. I bet Trump's already thinking the same thing. We just need to push him in the right direction. And if they got rebels there or whatever, that rocket is playing when he lands and he dies, he's a bigger patriot. You know, it's no guts, no glory, folks, and Trump knows that. He's all in, people. He's got to take the bold move and not listen to some of the people around him. That aren't even bad people. They're just in over their heads. Ain't many people done this, folks. Aren't many people live this. We don't want to think of ourselves as hot shots at InfoWars. We live this. We don't act like this. We do it. And that's why we're about the best thing there is. And that's not saying much. It shows how much trouble we're in. I don't tell my crew to be arrogant. I tell them to be diligent, humble, focused, but realize we have a big destiny and a big responsibility. Robin in the Virgin Islands, you're down there pretty close to the old hurricane. How are you doing?
I'm great, Alex. God bless and keep you and your staff. I really hope that if anyone hears either of the Clintons utter the word Haiti, that someone screams out, how dare you? How dare you?
Ooh, that's a good point. Everybody should mob them on TV or events when they bring up Haiti and say, you stole $2 billion, you killed 10,000 people with the UN crapping in the water.
How do they even have the nerve to bring up the topic after America knows what we know? It's outrageous. But on to my
There
point,
you go. I know. Why are they so over the top? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I was online this morning, got a link from newsentinel.com, it's up on YouTube now. I don't know if I have been in the dark about this. I can't believe that I would have missed that if it's not new. So my question to you is this a new, stick of dynamite? It's being reported, the title on YouTube is Bill Clinton's Biggest Secret, 4 minutes and 3 seconds, how he in, I believe it was 2001, started another foundation called the American India Foundation, whose purpose was to rebuild 100 villages. There was a
No, I remember that. I mean, all they do is they set them up and then literally give none of the money, like 1%, 2%, 3%. I vaguely remember that, yes.
Yeah, so this Gupta guy gave $1 billion to rebuild 100 villages, and 7 of them were partially rebuilt. There's hundreds of millions.
Oh, yeah, look, Bill and Melinda Gates have given over $100 billion. They get their own money back. It's all a scam.
I think that their foundations, you know, that there should be some sort of joint report showing how the different foundations have. I mean, what one's bad enough, but this one supposedly there's bigger scandals, bigger.
That's a great point. We will look into it. What do you think of the idea of Trump going to Haiti?
I suspect he's already thought about that. I suspect his heart was already there, and he recognizes indeed the damages that the Clintons did with the country and what they stole. So I suspect he was already had something like that in mind. But it's an awesome idea.
All right, great points, Robin. Thank you for holding. You're awesome. I really appreciate you. Let's go ahead and go to another caller here. Let's talk to Johnny, then Canadian Soldier. Johnny, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother.
Speaking of which, you know, either Assange has been threatened or he's made a deal. He did request asylum to the AG based on the Hillary precedent with the email scandal. I really do hope I'm wrong. We need a real October surprise to get her kind of, you know, railed in and finally sent her to prison where she belonged. Moving on to the election, the polls, the debate, the elections are all rigged. I was actually at the Trump rally in Miami, and I'm black Latino, so you can see all the different ethnicity, black people, white people, everyone just standing room only. Hillary can't even fill up a church with all the pews.
Hillary cannot even fill up 50 chairs at most events. But
yeah.
She's supposedly going to beat Trump, yeah. So, I mean, clearly, what do you think? The fix is in, then?
I hope not. It has to be a massive landslide. I think that's the only way Trump's going to be able to pull it off. We do have the numbers. He does have the support. You know, you go and check her, you know, online attack guides on Trump, and there's all the comments are negative toward Hillary and all positive toward Trump. There's not one positive comment toward Hillary, and
that's right. It's a total rejection, just like we saw a rejection of the Bushes. So if she goes ahead and steals it, don't they get there even more screwed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then they want to call us. I mean, you watch NBC on MSNBC on Morning Joe, and we're the conspiracy theorists, and you know, for pointing all these things out, and the lies and the bias, and we kind of just debunk everything in real time. And, you know, we're the conspiracy theorists, and they want to blame Russia for everything, for stubbing your toe at night with no proof. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, people need to wake up, and they are waking up, and Trump is part of this amazing movement. And I'm glad.
Well, that's
I'm
right.
Glad.
Let's be clear. Alex Jones, Trump, Matt Drudge, anybody. We are just part of something larger that's happening. And it's key for you when you see these rallies of all these people of every race who are human race together to put those images out and say what the media doesn't want you to see. Because one of their biggest coups was saying if you're pro-gun, pro-family, pro-private property, you're white and white only, and that other people couldn't be part of that. I can tell you the Tea Party was never racist. It wants everybody to come and be part of it. We're taking the Republicans over, not the other way around. And so it's important to break through that and come out to these events, get through our comfort zones. It's like putting a kid in softball. you know, white people need to be around people of other color who and learn they're just like everybody else, and vice versa. We need to get through the liberal garbage of all this, you know, weird political correctness and being uncomfortable. We need to break it and come together. God bless you, Johnny. Great points. You know, I've got a few more calls I want to get to, but I haven't gotten to this big story that we have exclusively on Infowars.com. I covered it some. I mean, I read some of the article, but I'm actually looking for the story that goes with it. Maybe you guys can reprint it. I'm kind of a victim of how many of these videos and how many of these articles that I have. We've got the mystery EMS gurney taken backstage. This is an article from Infowars.com that I've also not gotten to that I'm going to get to because it's absolutely paramount. We've also got never-before-seen video, Obama on race. I am saddened that whites still are superior. And he's here stirring up race in Kenya that was like 5% white in the 90s, saying, I can't stand to see whites getting served first. And who knows that's even going on? He just invokes this to see if he can stir up his so-called family, because his real dad's Frank Marshall Davis. You can see him involved in psychological warfare and psychological manipulation. So I want to air that clip first. And then I've got the clip that Millie Weaver got that shows the gurney being prepared for Hillary and her people panicking when they see it. But here's the footage, never-before-seen video. In 1990 trip to Kenya, the footage filmed and narrated by Obama's sister, Auma, shows the president on his first trip to Kenya as a young man in his 20s. Michelle Obama also accompanied her husband on the trip. It's them on the bus, the family riding around. And it goes in this exclusive video that's on Infowars.com. Here's a short clip. There's a lot of these videos. It's like 40 minutes of it, but here's a short clip of Obama.
I'm deeply saddened by a sense that whites are still superior in this country, in some sense, that if you sit at a restaurant, they're served before a Kenyan is served. If you go through customs, a white person is going to have an easier time going through customs. I've experienced probably the Kenyan side of it, mainly because there have been times when I went, let's say with Alma, my sister, who's obviously Kenyan, to a restaurant where we'd have problems getting served, where the waiters would be rude. You know, if you look around at Kenya, when I look around at Kenya right now, you get a sense that although on the surface things are relatively tranquil, right beneath the surface, things could explode at any point.
Which, as a destabilizer, he wants. Then his cousin comes in, Odinga, who's Muslim. The country was barely Muslim back in the 90s. Now it's got a large minority that's blowing up malls, killing people, shooting people, taking over. It's black Muslims. But it doesn't matter because the Muslims are there spreading hatred of whitey, I guess hoping the few whites that are there evacuate so the country can collapse like Sudan. I love how he speaks with this kind of fake African accent like Hillary does when she's like talking to people in Kentucky. She's like, how you doing there, boy? I had beef and possum and grits. Well, Obama's like, I am here in Kenya. Good to see you. How are you doing, Habib? Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Habib. Oh, yeah. So it's just all this testing the manipulation, testing the creepy social justice warrior, Chicago Ford Foundation, CIA division garbage of the operative. But here's the video. Clinton staff panics as journalists capture video of gurney being wheeled backstage. Now, this is the second time in Ohio. She hadn't been there in 3 weeks. She had a big coughing fit. Then a few days later, she collapses at ground zero. But we have her 45 minutes behind this tent with these armored EMS people in body armor with the medical gurney. Now it's back, and if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. Clinton staffers look concerned after InfoWars reporters captured a gurney being wheeled backstage at a Hillary rally in Akron, Ohio last night. Footage captured by Millie Weaver shows a hospital bed being moved as Clinton supporters wait patiently for Hillary to appear. Moments later, Clinton staffer is seen looking nervously while taking photos of Weaver and her cameraman. The video shows an EMS worker exiting the backstage area with a stressed look on her face. Hillary's security staff also look nervous before Clinton finally appears. Let's roll that video for TV viewers.
I knew that looked like a gurney. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so they just wheeled a gurney backstage. OMG. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe what we're seeing right now. They just wheeled a gurney. Look at, there it is. There it is. there's a gurney. They're wheeling a gurney backstage. Right there, they're wheeling it backstage. We are witnessing this happening right now at the Akron event in Ohio. There they go, back door with the gurney. There's the gurney. They're taking it backstage where Hillary Clinton is. Wow.
Unless in case she has her convulsion.
I wonder if Hillary Clinton is having another medical episode yet again.
And look, it's almost all white teachers.
A gurney being brought backstage at Hillary's Akron, Ohio speaking event right now. This is pretty crazy. Is Hillary Clinton having another medical episode? I guess we'll find out. Oh, look, we have somebody taking a picture of us right now. This guy. Apparently he thinks my reporting is that mesmerizing that he needed to take a picture from the Hillary campaign.
Yeah, a little operative thinks he's in the Soviet Union. In North Korea. Oh, I'm powerful. All access pass. What the hell? He's getting the gurney.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have
EMS. Dumbass supporters.
Looks like that's EMS coming out. He's got a walkie-talkie. He looks very stressed out. Look at his face. Oh, my gosh. Look at his face.
Hillary's having a convulsion just like last time, 45 minutes.
Look at them. Look at them. They're all
she's done having her convulsions. She'll come out.
You can tell when there's something going on because they all start poking their heads out of the little hole. Like, are people noticing? Like, they're trying to get the crowd's, you know,
Millie Weaver's awesome
feel for the crowd and see if the crowd's getting upset or impatient.
No, I'm sending her a bonus.
Poking her head in.
You know, we don't have a lot of extra capital.
All right.
Great reporter, Millie Weaver, and her team there in Ohio. They just every time they go out and then they do stuff on the East Coast, they're amazing. We're so glad to have her part of the team. Wow. That's why I want to get more funds in here so that we can get more reporters like her across the country to cover all this, because things are just going to get crazier from here on out. Clearly, something's going on. They're freaking out. That's what the Secret Service told us to look for. It was them trying to cover up. I'm going to take a few calls here, and we're going to go to a break and hand the baton to David Knight, and then perhaps he can get the clip I didn't get to earlier in the show of Brett Hume last night attacking me. And when I heard he attacked me, I said, wait, let me guess. Because we say the election's rigged, and we say that the debates are rigged. And they go, yeah, how'd you know that? Because Media Matters put it out yesterday afternoon, and Fox only attacks me when it's a Media Matters article. They're not allowed to say what they want. They don't just attack me randomly. They get directives, and then they are allowed to. So the fact that Fox is now following Media Matters run by the White House is a major benchmark in how they've slid into hell. Canadian soldier, you're on the air from Canada.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, my friend. Thanks for holding.
First of all, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Lord Darkheart, for your generosity.
I have been given my name by Hillary. It's like it's a really cool name. It's like Darkheart.
My CCA even saw me. I was like, oh my God, like, wow. I mean, I'm a generous person myself, but it's rare these days to find generous people like that. And I wanted to thank you, for your generosity. It means a lot to me.
Oh, wait, what? I mean, I guess you called in and I sent you, what, DNA forces you liked it? Or what was
it? And some other things, but the whole thing is that just know that I got your six. I'm in the same trenches as you, okay? Always. I'm always going to be in your trench, even without the what you sent me. I'm always.
Well, that's humbling, brother. I only sent it to you because you said it was helping you, and we appreciate you. I wish I could help more people.
Get stronger, and as Brother Tim said, making me harder to get killed. And I'm just worried about a Trojan horse.
And what Trojan horse is that, brother?
Well, the thing is that, you know, Trump has... I'm an outsider looking in, right? So I'm looking at both sides of the fence. And I got a lot of points I want to bring up, but this is one of them that I really want to get out. He has too many establishment people inside. That's just going to continue what's already going
on. No, I agree with that, but how are you supposed to get into an establishment thing when they cut all the keys, they've got all the locks, and he's got a limited number compared to what I actually... He's got no establishment money. He's got the whole power structure against him, but he's got to have a few establishment guys to know how to navigate these waters.
Well, I understand the whole Republican thing and the Democratic thing. I totally do. But Dr. Pachenik, you know, said exactly what was on my mind. He's got to put patriots in certain positions, like Secretary of State, CIA. The CIA right now are acting like wild dogs, and over in Syria, like
no, they're defending anti-Christian groups. They They've made a deal with Saudi Arabia and a bunch of Christians. I'm going to come back to you, have you finish. Play this Brit Hume clip, hand the baton tonight, because Knight's got a lot to cover. Paul pulled a muscle, but he'll be back. Supposedly sitting in tomorrow. Our little superstar Paul, out there on those long jogs to the hills. We're going to come back to your call, and then I'll get Knight's take on that. We'll play the Brit Hume thing, and I'm going to punch out. Then we're going to have huge coverage tonight, 7 o'clock live, of the VP debate between Pence and Kane.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, Trump is a gamble. I think he's a safe bet. I'm not a gambling man. Hillary is abject pure evil. Now, I'm not a Machiavellian person, but I can look into the Machiavellian mindset. And from certain perspectives, Hillary would be more damaging to the establishment, because she's such a rotting carcass politically and just oozes with all the skeletons and worms and beetles and other scrofulous creatures of the past. But she could cause a nuclear war. I mean, my gut tells me she's super dangerous. Go with Trump. Bind with Trump. Even if he doesn't do perfectly, I'll be attacked. Our show won't be as big if Trump gets in. I'm not stupid. I mean, Hillary gets in, it's, you know, we go into the danger zone, though. You know, it's like strapping rocket launchers on the bottom of the show. I don't want to, I want to defeat tyranny. I want to have a better world. And my gut tells me Trump's the way to go. The whole power structure, every enemy operation, every evil country, every evil leader is totally against Trump because he wants to make us great. He's not perfect, but he isn't there to try to screw the average person. And that's why I know Trump's for real. He's real in that his heart means well. He's not perfect, and he is influenced by some bad people. But I'll go with somebody that means well all day over somebody that's abjectly evil. But I hear you. I think he could be a Trojan horse because he's not going to be perfect. There's going to be some lampreys that attach to this, you know, larger whale. But look, for me, it's a no-brainer that no corporate money, no billionaire money, no elitist money is for Trump. The whole thing is against him. They're rigging everything. They're in full panic mode. What do you think, Canadian soldier?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, this is like they're feeding us information, all the patriot, all the patriots, all the veterans, all the constitutionalists, all guys like, you know, that are in the same trench. They're feeding us information to be fixated on. Meanwhile, they already unleashed their battle plan. The plan is in motion. I mean,
no, that's right. The internet's going under multinational control. They're already manipulating. We already have controlled currencies, stock markets. It's all rigged. They admitted this. I agree.
Yeah, but don't forget, like, Morrell already said what he was going to do, and look what's happening, right? Look at the false flags that I warned you about that are going to happen, and they blamed it on Russia, the bombings. Now,
no, you said look for forces to get bombed about a month ago, and they'll blame it on Russia, and they tried to, yeah.
Yeah, and now what I see happening is they won't they can't let Trump win. The reason why is four administrations will fall with treason. I'm going to give you a date, April 2001.
No, listen, Canadian soldier, I got to jump and get the other calls and have a night, but you're right. She hopes to be too big to fail, so corrupt that it's tied to everything else, like a cancer in the body, so if you cut it out, the body dies. That is their game plan to make us dependent. You're absolutely right. Speaking of that, it's why we have the highest quality storable foods, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best solar panel systems and controllers, the best everything for survival at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, we make the joke saying we're all Russian agents, so I was out horseback riding with the family this weekend, and I pulled my shirt off at the end and had, you know, folks take a photo so I could say, I don't know why folks think I'm like Putin, because yeah, his famous shirt off horseback riding. I took two photos, or we took two. There's a war on for your mind at InfoWars.com. It's the 21st century cavalry. And again, I'm still as big muscularly as I ever was. In fact, bigger. But we're talking 60 plus pounds of fat, folks, is gone or more. I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's why folks see me with a suit on and they say, oh, you're still fat. No, I'm not with my shirt off. I take my pants off. I mean, I'm going to actually do a shoot. I think it's some, you know, Calvin Klein underwear or something. You know, I'm going to lose a few more pounds because I've been picking out. I don't even hardly work out anymore, taking Supermel Vitality and taking the oxy powder every few months and taking the DNA force and things like X2. I mean, it's like I'm 20 years old again, and people can see the results. I mean, I have lost so much fat. You should experience this for yourself. It helps fund the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Look, I know we're loaded with calls, but David's got a lot to cover. I wanted to play this quick clip of Brett Hume and get David's take on that in WikiLeaks. Because WikiLeaks, I'm really questioning this. David kind of pulled me back from total hatred of Assange after I bet on him, believed in him. He said it was coming out months ago. He never releases it. There's a certain point where the baiting's got to stop. I think waiting longer is really going to sink this thing. I don't think Assange is smarter than the average person out there. And I just don't know how long he can wait. But first, here's Brett Hume saying we're crazy because we think there's election fraud and then misrepresenting. We didn't say some guy was passing something off to him. We said they were fading down his mic, which they later admitted. We said that he interrupted him 40-plus times and her 6 times. We said that they were fading his mic down so we couldn't hear him on air at certain points because I'd have to strain to hear him. These are tricks they use, and the debate commission admits Trump's right. Does that make him credible? No, the media makes more fun. But why this is really big is hours before Media Matters put out this article, and you can hear Brett Hume and his producer doing the piece word for word, line for line, quoting Media Matters. They are now following White House directives. Here it is.
After President George W. Bush had debated Democratic nominee John Kerry, a blurry photo of Mr. Bush taken from behind ignited claims he'd been wearing a wire during the debate. Mr. Bush's tailor said it was a pucker in his coat, and Secret Service sources told the Hill newspaper that it was a strap holding a bulletproof vest in place. But the conspiracy theories, never quite went away. Now, as we reported last week, they are back again, this time about Hillary Clinton at the debate, and our report last week did not succeed in dampening them. For the latest, on the latest theories, here's Fox News Chief Washington Correspondent James Rosen. James?
I go, what is Lester Holt doing? Something's wrong with his earpiece.
With only days to go until the second Trump-Clinton debate, many remain focused on the first one, with fresh allegations of conspiracy sprouting like weeds. Alex Jones of Infowars.com zeroed in on moderator Lester Holt of NBC News.
Back this up 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. He's saying, say that again. It is an earpiece, not a law.
Say it again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the debate commission said no earpieces. He's clearly getting orders when he attacks Trump later. And then they put the earpiece back in, they clip it back on his collar and put it back on. By the way, they cut out the mainstream articles where they said the debate commission said no.
In fact, the Commission on Presidential Debates published no rule forbidding the moderator from using an earpiece, only one that forbade anyone to speak to Holt through that earpiece who was not Marty Slutsky, the commission's executive producer since 2000.
Notice a light inside her podium there.
Still other theories have focused on the podium used by Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, with some pointing to what seemed like an inordinate amount of attention paid to it in the minutes preceding the main event, and others suggesting Clinton benefited from a built-in teleprompter, sending her talking points in real time, complete with a controller of some kind.
Look at Hillary's podium. There's a light that is turned on right now. And there, it shut down.
Now, in this clip, if you look closely, you're going to see where Hillary looks like she's scrolling.
By the way, I don't know who this
podium.
Guy is.
It's the Clinton campaign.
I didn't say they had a computer.
Sort of secret mechanics into the podium. It would have been a really foolish route to take because people would have found out and it would have made.
Hit pause. I'm not saying she had a computer in the panel, and I don't. We said paperwork. The guy clearly carries it off, and we were asking, what is it? Okay. But what really makes me mad here is they're cutting in all these other people. We don't know who they are. I'm not bashing them. I just don't know who they are. As if I'm saying it, mixing it all together. They admittedly cut his mic off, so the whole time the crowd couldn't hear him, and he wasn't getting cheers. If he got a cheer, Holt would cut in and cut it off, but let him cheer for Hillary. So again, they build these straw men, but that's not even the issue we're getting at here. Let's continue.
Terrible. I think this really points to a low level of trust in the media. People are really suspicious of what prominent news organizations, including mine, tell them, and they think there's some sort of secret truth that's being covered up.
Late today, we heard from Frank Fahrenkopf Jr., one of the co-chairs of the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Frank Fahrenkopf
was outfitted with a light, as well as notepaper and a pen, standard issue for each nominee.
Right. Trust us. There's nothing going on.
No teleprompters. In full disclosure, I just used one to deliver that tag.
And I have an earpiece.
Me as well. Yes.
Well, there you go. So we've obviously were part of the conspiracy. let me ask you about another theory that arose, which is that we noted last week that a man we discovered was Brady Williamson, longtime Democratic aide, worked on many campaigns, working on the Hillary campaign.
Dated all the way back to the 80s.
Back to 1984, in my memory, came out and he picked up notes that were on Hillary Clinton's lectern, which she was entitled to write during the debate. There he is. You see him there. And he picked up her her notes, and
right.
Later
it was alleged that he then handed them off to Lester Holt, which was proof of some nefarious conspiracy. But if you know, so there he is. That's Brady Williamson, the longtime Democratic operative, taking Hillary Clinton's notes after the debate has ended. And the allegation was that he was then handing them off to Lester Holt. If you look at the video,
and they go on to basically say this is what I'm saying, and I didn't say that. I didn't say those computers in the lectern. All that's made up. They don't have us saying it. This was us a week ago, by the way. They were saying we were still talking about it. No, we were talking about it a week ago. Basically, everything you see is a deception. But the biggest news here is this is all talking points for Media Matters. They direct it. Fox goes running to cover this up. But listen, they say they wouldn't have electronics in the lectern. I'm not saying that. I don't think it was there. What about her falling down and the media cutting it before she falls down and saying she didn't fall down? That's bold. And that's the whole point. You guys are bold. You are getting caught lying. It's why you have no credibility. David Knight, you're going to be hosting the debate tonight with Leanne McAdoo and others for the VPs. What do you make of all this craziness?
Well, you know, Alex, I think it's interesting that they cut this piece, as you pointed out, the talking points from Media Matters. And Brit Hume is selling this idea that, oh, look, they said there's some difference in the audio and there's not any. They've already had the debate commission announce that there was a difference between their microphones. And if you look at that, you can see, you can not only hear it, but you can see that his microphone is considerably further from his mouth. It's considerably lower. His microphone is down about here, if you're looking at it. Her microphone is right next to her mouth. And you and I both know, anybody that's ever talked in a microphone, both know.
It's way more personal when you're up on the mic. You got to eat the mic.
You lose, exactly. You lose the presence. You introduce, it gets thin. It gets not only lower volume, but you also get reverb from the area that he's in.
Yeah. You're looking pretty good, baby. Why don't you let me take care of that for you? There you go, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, what we're seeing, and of course, one of the things they didn't talk about, which I thought was one of the most interesting observations that people made a couple of days after that. I did a thing on it last night on Nightly News. I can play those clips here in just a couple of seconds. People said, hey, it looks like she's doing hand signals to Lester Holt. You notice that whenever Donald Trump, and you can see the videos on YouTube, whenever Donald Trump is talking about something, she's got a prepared zinger that she wants to insert. She does a little thing next to her nose. And she did it so many times. And when you, exactly, right there. And when she would do that, then Lester Holt would come back to her to give her an in for that particular thing, not asking, not changing the subject, but throwing it back to her. And I got to say, if that wasn't a sign for Lester Holt, she may have psoriasis or something on the side of her nose.
That was as obvious as watching professional baseball. They're doing all the signs and it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Watch this. Play the clip of the sting for me, if you guys can run that up there. Watch this, Alex. This is the very end of the trailer for the sting.
There's Paul Newman.
Robert Redford. This time, they might get away with it.
Yeah, this time they might get away with it, right, Alex?
I mean, it was like baseball. Time. It was like they were doing these hand signals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's classic. And they had a poker player analyze it. They took that video down. But there, you can see a lot of different.
She would touch her nose, though, and everybody pointed this out. Leave him. When she didn't do it, he would interrupt. I mean, every, like, 30 seconds.
Yes, exactly. So I thought that was very suspicious. But, look, tonight we're going to have a situation with a couple of VPs. One of the things I think is very important that's been one of the key issues of this election is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The mainstream media is trying to sell us this false notion that both Hillary and Trump agree that TPP should not be passed. And Hillary has said it's the gold standard. And tonight, they've got two VP candidates that are have been on record as strong supporters of TPP. So what you see from the Wall Street Journal is they're asking, will TPP rise from the dead? It has never been dead. The only way you're going to stop this thing is if Donald Trump gets elected. Hillary Clinton is for this, and the only way is if you get Donald Trump elected and if he is not taken over after the election by people from the Council on Foreign Relations or the Globalists or whatever. If he can stay on this because he's authentic on this issue, Alex, it's one of the things that really changed my mind about Donald Trump. You know, I wasn't a supporter of him early on. I was very much opposed to him. But when I realized that he's been talking about NAFTA and these trade deals that have destroyed our economy for 25 years.
That's right. He was an early enemy of it.
Yes. Paying massive amounts of money to run ads in the New York Times to tell people what a bad deal this was. On that issue, he is clearly authentic.
He hates screw jobs against himself, his family, and he has some love of the country. Obviously more for his family. Who doesn't?
That's right.
And he just doesn't like being screwed. That's why they're so scared, because they know they've got one side of deals. Speaking of the devil, I'm going to shoot a video right now when this show ends where I'm going to put a plea out to Trump to go to Haiti. I'm going to show the Senate leader saying, please come here. The Clintons stole billions. 10,000 died when the UN stole the money for the water treatment. Adan Salazar has already banged out a big article on this. This is already a big meme. Americans call on President Trump to visit hurricane-ravaged Haiti. Sir Trump, please go to Haiti and show them again what a real president looks like. I agree. Go to Haiti, help the folks. But bigger than that, we're going to have another article, a blurb, where the leaders want him to come. He can go there and destroy the Clintons and then move on, showing she doesn't show up when it hits the East Coast. So what do you think of that, David? I think this would be the ultimate coup de grace, or the death blow politically. I think this is the October surprise.
Well, you know, Alex, at this point in time, we optics are very important. The Hill points out that more than 40% of Americans can't even name who the VP candidates are. We've got not only low-info voters, but we've got no-info voters.
So the optics is he's there taking care of black kids, which the truth is he always has, and so they're kids, period. But let's just play against Hillary, who actually robbed the black kids. He's there helping them.
Yeah, if you're going to make any changes at this late stage of the game with the people who are low or no info voters, these are people who have not invested any time in finding out what the issues are, and they're not invested in either one of these parties in terms of a group think. So if you want to get them, it's going to take something like that, some kind of a visual that is very striking.
Yeah, I'm ready to provide the healthy 360 wins. They need the help. They're good people. The Clintons robbed them. It's you reap what you sow. It should be Trump that delivers the political blow that defeats them and takes them out politically while bringing money and help to the Haitians. It's a 360 win. I don't do anything that's a cold heart of manipulation. Is this a stunt? It's sickeningly delicious. It's total justice delivered in a heavenly fashion. I have been praying for the answer. I'm telling you, this is one of the big ones. We have 34 days left. We're about to go to break. I'm going to hand the baton to you, David. We need the funding, folks. Great folks are taking over, exposing Clinton for rape live on TV. Keep it up. Buy the probiotic, 23% off on DNA Force right now, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get the free app at InfoWars.com/app, the new app with video and text and everything else. More is getting added in a couple weeks. David Knight's taking over. Nightly news tonight, live coverage. So everybody, you know, it's part of a revolution to tune into Patriot coverage of the VP debate, InfoWars.com/show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome segment of the show, and tonight we're going to be covering the vice presidential debate. As I was saying before the break, about 40% of Americans don't even know who the VP candidates are by name. They certainly don't know anything about them. So we're going to learn something about that tonight, but most of these people aren't really going to pay attention. The real debate is going to be the debate that follows, the debate that's in the media, but more importantly than the debate that's in the mainstream media, is going to be the debate that is on social media. So with that in mind, what we've done, and we did it with the last debate, we did, I think it was about 25 videos. I mean, that's part of the problem. We do so many videos that so many of them get lost. We went through and we looked at a lot of statements by Hillary Clinton and by Donald Trump, and we cut short vignettes. That's a good way to try to communicate after the debate with people who are on social media. That is a very important way to try to control. The media is going to try to spin and control this. You need to put out the issues to people, the short clips. That's the tools that we're providing for you to use. You're part of the information war. What happens on social media after this debate is going to be far more important than what happens during the debate. I can guarantee you that's going to be the case. Now, today we saw an amazing statement by Bill Clinton slamming Obamacare. He says, it's the craziest thing in the world. I agree with him, but this guy is a master liar. Listen to what he has to say. He says, you've got this crazy system. Oh, and by the way, he was speaking yesterday in Flint, Michigan. You know, Michigan, where globalism and Democrat socialist policies have destroyed the economy, shipping the factories abroad and destroying their economy with the kind of welfare state that this represents. And it was his wife. That's the craziest thing in the world is not even Obamacare. What was even crazier was Hillary Care. She was a first lady and decided that she was going to swallow in one gulp the entire health care system. And she was criticized for that. They said, no, you got to do it gradually. Understand, as he's pointing out now what everybody understands and sees, that Obamacare is a failure. He says, the spokesperson for Trump said, we got skyrocketing state insurance markets collapsing, skyrocketing cost, businesses struggling to comply with job-killing mandates. Even Clinton understands this isn't going to work. It was never a plan to work. We've pointed that out over and over again here at InfoWars. Alex has pointed it out. I've pointed it out. It is an intermediate step to create a failure so they can come in and enact Hillary Clinton's single-payer system where the government controls everything. But he goes, he says, you've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care. Oh, we can't have that, can we? Then the people are out there busting it, sometimes 60 hours a week, winding up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I say Clinton's blunt remarks run in direct contrast to Hillary's previous promises to build on Obamacare. No, she's going to still build on Obamacare. You got to understand what a master liar this guy is. And I saw this, and I put this in the Nightly News last night, along with those clips about Hillary Clinton doing the sting stuff, rubbing her nose. When I saw him at the DNC, he got up there, he had a really tough act that he had to put on for people. He had to talk about this woman that he loves and has stayed with for many decades, and we know nothing could be further from the truth. They've got a marriage of convenience, and he got up there, and he had to start talking about how he fell in love with Hillary. And as I'm watching this, it's like, he's talking about this girl, I saw this girl, so forth and so on. And I tweeted out at the time, I said, you know, he reminds me of Mark Twain talking about the art of lying. Some people are so masterful at lying that it's actually entertaining to watch him. I'll play a little bit of clip of this as we go out. Let's play that clip of him at the DNC. Let's go ahead.
It is this sense of strength and self-possession that I found magnetic. After the class, I followed her out, intending to introduce myself. I got close enough to touch her back.
Yeah, that's the beauty he's thinking of.
Somehow I knew this would not be just another tap on the shoulder. That I might be starting something I couldn't stop.
The demonic nerd.
Yeah, starting something he couldn't stop. You know, that's a real issue. The thing is, he has deceived people on the relationship with his wife, but even more importantly, he's deceived people on the fact that it's not consensual. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
GCNLive.com today.